rarely or none at all has ever happened, especially as far as the treatment for these women is concerned. Even if you try to get to the public library and look, search for praziquantel or albendazole and its usage since it was formulated, you see that it hasn't been any death so far. So it's only that here we are having this mass treatment, and when a death occurs, they try to relate it that it's because of ingestion of the tablets. But, it's because there's this exercise, so people will always think that it's as a result of those tablets that have been taken.
What would you advise those that are continuing on this program to do before taking the medication?
After taking the tablets, and if a child vomits, goes home, and continues to have diarrhea or passing out of loose stool, that can lead to dehydration, and they need to go back to a health facility or to the nearest health center where the nurse in charge who was giving out the tablets is coming from, so that they can have early attention. Because normally, I think what can result is from dehydration, from diarrhea, or if the vomiting goes on for a long time and then there's also diarrhea, that can lead to dehydration. But the tablets themselves, they never cure anyone. Such an occurrence is never taken.
One of the biggest criticisms about this program is that you're using a one-glove-fits-all approach. What did you take into consideration before administering these drugs to the children under the program?
My group, together with the personnel from the National Institute of Research under the Minister of Health, we conducted a survey throughout the country. That's where we came out with the principle that we needed to have a baseline treatment of everyone. From our studies and those that have been published elsewhere, it is known that you treat according to weight, or there's an easier way, just because, in inaccessible areas, they do not have weighing facility. We have formulated in such a way that you can treat according to height.